Blog Talk Radio.
Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh why can't I? Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I've heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Oh, someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops, high above the chimney tops. Ah, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh why can't I? Did you know you can live your dream? You have to make your own opportunities. Your future is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of the choices you make. It's not something you wait for. It's something you must actively pursue. Oh, don't wait for extraordinary opportunities. Seize common occasions and make them great. Opportunity can come disguised in the form of misfortune or temporary defeat. Start today right where you are. Distant fields will always appear greener, yet golden opportunities are all around you. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I? Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Good morning. Dobro jutro. Bonjour. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, but reaching listeners in every country in the world. Imagine by logging on www.blogtalkradio.com, you're going to discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. I know the topic today is color potpourri. Who knew? Did you ever wonder why soccer balls are black and white? Well, that's the topic later on in the show. But you do know that my style is to embrace what's going on in the nation and the world, and even locally. If you want to participate in the conversation this morning, the guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. If you'd like to email me, it's Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, Studio, at sbcglobal.net. And I love to get love letters. Oh, letters. Write to me. Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then log on to catch up with what I have been doing. KathyWatsonSpeaks.com or simply ageless.net. And then we'll talk about virtual portal. Well, let me give you that site right now. It's Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, simplyageless.yourvirtualportal.net. And click on the short video, one-on-one with Kathy. It's now my PR and marketing agent. By participating in Virtual Portal, you could promote anything you want worldwide. Isn't that amazing? At hardly nothing compared to what it would cost if you hired a generic PR person. Virtual Portal reaches smartphones, computers. Get your own video on there. Sell your product, your purpose. Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, simplyageless.com, yourvirtualportal.com. Now, when you're on my site, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com or simplyageless.net, click on all of the Z buttons. You know that I am available for to entertain you, to share with you how I keep surpassing myself. It's a challenge. It's a game that I play with me. You see, our bodies and brains don't age. We do because we don't use them. I love to keep my cognitive skills right up there. That's why I memorize Shakespeare, Charlotte Pease, Raymond Charles Barker, who said the danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. Click on performance. You'll see David Taylor and I. He is the assistant concertmaster of the renowned Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And we do a gig performance, simply ageless performers. And then click on video. Roger Plummer and I, Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. Imagine James Brown and Shakespeare. The Bard. And you, oh honey, he was quite an interesting man. In fact, I found an article the other day that I was like, what? Shakespeare as a life coach. And more about Shakespeare. Let's do a whole show on Willie Shakes. He was quite a dude. I'm telling you, he was quite a dude. Now give me a moment. I want to write down that we're going to do a show on Shakespeare. It's entertaining. He was entertaining. You know that he married Annie Hathaway. And she was a few years older than he was, but he has quite an interesting background. Sidebar, on the Ellen DeGeneres show the other day, there was a little gal, I don't know where she was from, she was 9 years old, an absolutely brilliant concert pianist, and a world champion in chess, a savant in so many areas. Where do we get it? Where did she get it? Why is it that some people just come into this world being brilliantly talented, and she was just as cute as a bug, and a little chatterbug? What talent do you have that you have suppressed, that you've pushed way down? Let's find out about the authentic you. We're into November, not much time left before we ring in 2015. Oh, sidebar. How many of your resolutions did you keep? What did you achieve this year that you promised last year that you were going to achieve this year? I don't know. I just thought about it. Call me. 347-637-3789. And you do know that when you call in or when you contact me, either way, you have to mention the show that you heard about this offer. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, is free. It's an ebook. It's free. I just email it to you. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. Right now. No costly equipment. No costly operations unless you want a facelift. But remember, the face has muscles, and wherever there's a muscle, it has to be exercised, so you will learn. My facial exercises along with tongue stretch exercises. As we age, we begin to slur our words. No, darlings, it's not loose dentures. It's a lazy tongue. And oh, I have to tell you, last Wednesday, I changed my radio schedule on Wednesdays. It was 11:30 to 12:30, but it just tied me up. I couldn't attend any meetings that I wanted to. So on Wednesdays now, the time is 8 to 9. Tuesdays, 11:30 to 12:30. Wednesdays, 8 to 9. Thursdays, that's open because I'm going to start featuring celebrities in their own right. People who have made tremendous strides in their life to get to where they're standing on top of the mountain. They reached their goal. They went through the abyss. They went through trials, tribulations, tragedies, sadness. But they persevered and they made it. And on Fridays, it's 6:30 to 7:30. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Yeah, you can fly too. You can live your life like it's golden. The colors of the rainbow are there for you. All you have to do is reach out and claim them. When you click on video, you'll hear Roger Plummer's incredible voice. By the way, I team up with Roger and David Taylor. However, I am available for one-on-one. Through the years, all things Kathy. Why do I keep surpassing myself? What is this challenge, this fire in the belly desire for me to surpass myself? Now, I don't expect you to do what I do. But maybe during the seminar or the keynote, or just, are you afraid of aging? You tell me. I custom design all of my shows to fulfill your needs. And just maybe, you're going to get an aha. Because I want to live my life like it's golden. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Eric Toll has a great book on living in the now. Absolutely living in the now. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is promised to no one. You enjoy this moment at 8:16 a.m. Central Time. You enjoy right now. This is all you have. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on any of the dates. And today's show, of course, is November 8th. We lose the peace of years when we hunt after the rapture of moments. What are you living in the past for? You know, every once in a while you could go back and revisit, but don't pitch a tent. Remember Johnny Carson? He said, it's okay to be down in the valley sometimes, you know, down in the dumps. Sidebar, we're at the effect of biorhythms. Emotional, spiritual, and physical, and they vary during the day, and from day to day it's different. So when my physical is a little bit weak, I count on my intellectual to get me through. And by the way, I will be going to the gym today and work out. Oh, did I have a workout yesterday? It was just awesome. But going back to Johnny Carson, he was hysterical. He said, you don't pitch a tent and stay there forever and ever. You're there for a little while and then just climb out of it and start climbing and get through the abyss and get to the mountaintop. Embrace the gift of free will, because you're going to hear about what's happening in Saudi Arabia. The greatest of journeys start with a dream. Just out like our little bluebird, somewhere over the rainbow. The way I see it, there are two kinds of dreams, and one is a dream that's always going to be just that, a dream. You know, poof, 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 poof. Then there's the dream that's more than a dream. It's like a map that you live by and follow for the rest of your days, knowing that someday you're going to stand on top of the mountain, holding everything you thought and dreamed of right there in your hand. I want you to live your life like it's golden and embrace all of the colors of the rainbow. Now the abyss. The deep expanse of the unknown. Okay, you have two choices. You could just, wishful thinking. That's the word I was looking for. I'm going to wish upon a star. What good is wishing if you don't pursue your dream? You have to grab it, because remember, life responds to your outlook. Yeah, I went through many of the abyss. That's the deep expanse of the unknown. Now you have two choices. Oh, number one, just remember, oh, you know, God didn't want me to have it. Oh, my family said no. Oh, you come up with a gazillion. Oh, it is, take a chill pill and cut it out. But Once you have made the determination to dream on, you have the choice to change and take a quantum leap in believing in you. Didn't I just tell you that you can live your own dream, make your own opportunities? It's the choices you make. You actively have to pursue it. But you know, it seems that when you make the decision to change, everything around you is crumbling. This is actually good because it's just a phase. The secret is you need to push through this and hold on to ride this out. Otherwise, you go back to choice number one, going nowhere. We cannot live a choiceless life. Every day, every moment, every second, there is choice. Choose wisely. Get Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged at evening when I counted my scanty store. For life is a just employer. He gives you what you ask. But once you've set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I worked for a menial's hire, only to learn dismayed that any wage I asked of life, life would have willingly paid. And most people give up their dream 3 inches from gold. They lack self-confidence. They're living their life through the dictates of others. Remember, we teach people how to treat us. What is your dream? Where are you going with it? And if you have that dream, you're supposed to share it with the world. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the topic today, color potpourri. Who knew? Who knew? But it all relates to what I'm talking about. Living your life like it's golden. Somewhere over the rainbow. And then Sammy Davis Jr. lyrics. I gotta be me. I want to live, not merely survive. And I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I gotta be me. I gotta be me. The dreams, the choices that I see makes me what I am. And then I came across Believe It or Not lyrics by Joey Scarsberry. Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm on top of the world. Should have been someone else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free, flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me. Just like the light of a new day, it hit me from out of the blue. There's our color again. Breaking me out of the spell I was in. Making all of my wishes come true. Don't you just love the man of La Mancha? In this song, Quixote explains his quests and the reasons behind it. In doing so, he captures the essence of the play and its philosophical underpinnings. Oh, it's absolutely magical. To dream the impossible dream. To fight the unbeatable foe. To bear with unbearable sorrow. To reach the unreachable star. And a star is blue. To reach the unreachable star. What about you? Are you living your life like it is golden? Come on. Live your life like it's gold and pulling your freedom off the shelf and putting it on a chain to wear around your neck. Taking it off wherever you go, knowing it will take you far. Take your freedom, put it in a song, sing it loud and strong. Take your freedom, put it in your stroll, letting your joy unfold. Hold on to your freedom, no one can take it from you. You were born into it naturally. Strum your freedom, playing the God in you, presenting his glory. I know he's proud of you. It matters to you to live your life like it's golden, golden, golden. No one can take it from you. And these are the lyrics by Jill Scott. And the color is golden. Living my life like it's golden, it really matters to me. And this, of course, leads me into some worldwide news that, you know what, darlings? You could complain all you want about America. I mean, I was speechless when I read this. In Saudi Arabia, just for a moment, think about living there. Think about living in Saudi Arabia. By the way, I'm pro-choice everything. It will touch on a little bit of politics before I get into other things that I need to talk about and share with you today. The guest call-in is 347-637-3789. The Saudi King Advisory Council has recommended that the government lift its ban on female drivers, but only for women over 30 who must be off the road by 8 p.m., and cannot wear makeup behind the wheel, a member of the council said. Who are these men? They're driven. They're absolutely driven to squelch women. And yet, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. What on earth is wrong? We live in the best country in the world. A little crazy. Sounds like Fiddler on the Roof. Golda, do you love me? And those of you that come to this country and want to change it, I have a better idea. Come to this country the right way. Take the oath. The Pledge of Allegiance. Because you see, we're already the best country in the world, and we keep getting better and better and better. We keep surpassing ourselves. And then, yo, take it back to where you came from and change your country for the better. The financial institution that I bank at, there's a charming gal there from Poland. And I talked, and I asked her how she got here. And so, oh, she said, I came the right way. I am now. I took the Pledge of Allegiance. I am now an American citizen. So if any of you are disgruntled, go to Saudi Arabia. Go to Russia. Go to Mexico. We don't care. And as long as we're on a little bit of a political agenda here, I now know why Spanish or Mexican people that come here don't learn our language. We make it easy for them. No matter where I go, there's a sign that says we speak Spanish. Don't you know that when you're bilingual, you're going to make so much more money? If I were to relocate in any country, I would learn their language immediately so that I could participate, and then I would know what on earth is going on in that country. Don't any of you have a brain cell working? You could complain all you want about America. It is the greatest nation in the world. I'm going to take just a brief moment to talk about our politics in Chicago, vote early and often. Now we're going to see Rayner, of course you know now, is the new governor. And on Wednesday's show, I had to give some advice to Governor Quinn and to all of you. Remember to emulate the behavior of a winner when you lose. Competition doesn't build character, it reveals it. And yet when I looked at Quinn, there was a sadness. But the reality is, we need change. We weren't going anywhere. Let's see. Mitch Movidit. We're going to see what Rayner is going to do. Now, I'm asking him to stand up. Stand up to the plate. And reveal the true you. You know, I think of, it just hit me. Politics, when there's an election, it's like a love affair. You know, when you meet this person that you think is going to be your soulmate, aren't you on your best behavior? Oh, but by the way, there was so much mudslinging, I'm just delighted it's over with. But you always want to bring out the good points. The good points, right? And that's when Inez Robb said, and now the roast beef has got to be on the table. Whoa! And that's when all of the domestic, emotional, and verbal abuse stopped. Now we're done. We've reached our dream. We've conquested. We are the survivors. And now the true you comes out. Okay, Rauner, Brucey, I'm watching you. I want to see what you're going to do. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, but worldwide. Thousands of shows. Millions of listeners. Color potpourri. The gift of free will. I'm going to save that for another show. I love Shakespeare and the gift of free will. You could choose anything you want. You could be an atheist. You could be whatever you want in America. Do you want to share your dream with me? Do you want to be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium? Or are you going to go to the end with your dream still dancing in your heart? Listening to Live with Kathy. Very quickly, I have an introductory offer for those of you who want to partner with me. I don't think of you as sponsors. You're going to partner with me. Yes, there is a fee. If you were to do what I am offering you to next to nothing, this is my way of giving back, because I want to help all of you enjoy your life like it's golden. It would cost you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to go to a recording studio. And with today's technology, we could do it from the comfort of your home via a landline. You see, I don't know the purpose of your business, your service, your product, or what you're all about. Change is the only constant in our world, but you need to shift your strategies. I shifted my strategies to give these incredible celebrities in their own right, not out of Hollywood. These are just normal human beings that have incredible talent and brilliance, and they're going to be showcased on Thursdays. It's their show. And you see, Block Talk Radio is a very powerful marketing tool because it is archived. You now get to listen to yourself. We tweak it. And you grade yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. How good were you? Would you jump up, run to the phone, and find out more about who you are and what you are and where are you going, so on and so forth? Call me at 847-882-8717. The fee is in the low three figures, low, low, low. And my mastermind group that I have think I'm a little zany or giving it away. I said, doesn't matter to me. But if you don't have a financial investment in something, it's not going to mean anything to you. I've learned that. This is investing in you. 847-882-8717. And Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Lobstergram. Oh, I'm telling all of you right now, you get a taste of gourmet lobster, filet mignon, steaks, desserts. It will change your eating. This is a time to create an experience that you cannot duplicate. It's through Lobstergram. The holidays are coming. I don't want a trinket. I don't want another gift certificate to a restaurant. I'm inundated with them. I want something that will stand out and that I could truly enjoy. You see, Cindy, our daughter, sent me a Lobstergram for my birthday. Uh-huh. Lobster tails, filet mignon, crab cakes, clam chowder, and the lava cakes in this beautiful basket, metal basket. Mouth-watering. They will eat like a king or queen, or give it to yourself. 800-548-3562. 800-548-3562. Or you could go to lobstergram.com. And this is what is unique about Dan Sawecki, the lobster man. You tell him when you want the recipient to receive the day, the gift. Or you could send an e-certificate to make it even easier. You pick the day you want and your special feast to arrive. I had Lobstergram. I ordered it for August when Bob and Rhea were here. And it was the day before they came, there it was. Bon appetit, I'm telling you. It will change you for life. Live with Kathy, brought to you in part by the Ironworkers Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of the construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Log on www.impact-net.org or log on ironworkers.org. Did you know that Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? earn while you learn. I married an iron worker. He was in construction. He tied rods. And instead of going to college, he chose the Dom Perignon of the trades. Now, I will be off and running, literally, to the Hoffman Estates Park District. They won the National Gold Medal Award for Excellence in 2009. Enrique Koff is the director of the 50-plus consortium. Does a brilliant job. You don't have to be born lonely. It's your choice. Color your life like it's golden. Let your life be like the rainbow. Let it be filled with color potpourri. Log on, heparks.org. And if you have a little financial issue, you can email ahtax@ameritech.net. And that's Greg McIntyre, our CPA. And I think you all know by now that everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Yeah, looks do matter. Stress, toxicity, trauma, all leading factors in premature aging and death. Stress, anger releases toxins into the body. You can beautify your skin by logging on to RevivaLabs.com. Get the ebook. You know how to reach me. It shall be my pleasure. And then, darlings, this is what? The eighth? Did you have enough money to pay your bills? Let me tell you that I have the formula for your own home-based business. And I shall be delighted to share it with you. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, there's still time to call in 347-637-3789. Okay. Beware the latest scams and know the best defense. Man, it's pandemic. Oh, they know, the con and scam artists know how to target their prey. You don't have to be 65. They'll get any of you. And they have the patience of Satan. You see, I call them sociopaths, silver-tongued serpents, because they want your money. They know what you want. They're pros at sweet talk. Promising a solution to a problem, companionship for lonely hearts. Look, if you won the lottery, you don't have to pay to have it sent to you. The minute they ask you for money, hang up. The Fraud Fighter Hotline, thank you, ARP, is 800-646-2283. Call the police. Call a family member. Above all, do not give out any personal information. No social security number, nothing where you live. Don't you dare. And, you know, each year we lose $3 billion to the con and scam artists. But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes, and it is a crime, go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. Call 800-646-2283. Now, you know that Ray Rice is back in the news. He felt that it was not fair to be sentenced twice to him beating his wife up. That he was suspended for two games, and that should be enough. And, of course, you know, she's going to stand by his side because she wants the money, too. I don't know what happened. Do any of you know? Give me a call. Domestic abuse, whether it's verbal, emotional, left unchecked, can be brutal, even deadly. Come on, let's call domestic abuse violence what it really is. It's a crime. Now, you know, think back when you were in this relationship, and this is men and women. What a lovely person this man and or woman was, and how great things were. Yeah, women could be domestic abusers. Then the violence starts. Remember I said? The honeymoon is over. The roast beef has to be on the table. You don't want to leave your relationship? You just want the violence to stop? Are you nuts? It won't, not without help. And don't you dare tell me that you're staying in a violent relationship for the children. Don't you dare. Children are at the effect of domestic abuse. It will scar them for life. Treat them with love and kindness. They are our future. You got to reach out. Know what your resources are in your community and state. In Illinois, the domestic abuse hotline is 877-863-6338. 877-863-6338. And you know, you guys, I'm tired of your lackluster interest in this. It's time for your voices to be heard. Why are you... Did the cat have your tongue? Why are you hesitant to make a statement? Would you want your mother, sister, or daughter, a cousin, a relationship, anyone, to be a victim of abuse? Get involved. The abuse is 877-863-6338. And if you're calling from another state, they'll be happy to give you the number that you need to call in your state. The following, the previous PSAs, have been brought to you by Men and Women Who Care. And in the book Choices, Reviva Labs, Stephen Stressler. He's the CEO of the company. It's the leader in skincare from humble beginnings to success. Chuck Brazelton, providing insurance and financial service. He's been our guy for over 20 years. My life's work, from frostbitten toes to fingers. Rhea Schmidt, I just gotta be me. Rudy Segovia, son of a migrant farm worker. That didn't stop Rudy from becoming a master achiever. Rudy reached the American dream. It's in the book. And he'll be featured on, hopefully I could book him this coming Thursday, on Thursday from 11:30 to 12. And my story through the years, what is your greatest power? What's your greatest freedom? What is it? Read it. You'll love it. And then we have another dynamic diva, Marilyn Pacella, mobile drug testing. It's an on-site service. Marilyn comes to you, saving you time and money. She decided she wanted her own home-based business. She wasn't going to work for corporate America. And she saw the need. So she put together this dynamic service. The mobile drug testing provides fast, accurate service while treating your employee in a professional manner. Log on www.chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. Listening to Live with Kathy and the books when you were online. Oh, the first one that you saw was the ebook. Great. Log down, scroll down, and Choices. It's a must-have. It's a must-read book. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Call me at 847-882-8717, and I shall be delighted to give you a discount. Or log on Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes and Noble. It's a must-have book. It is not a coffee table book. And it's nonfiction. The ebook is nonfiction. Scroll down to the Heart of the Lion. Fiction and nonfiction. You'll love that book. You'll love that story. Amazon.com and Ex Libris. Tom came out with his novel, The Second Coming. And it did happen. The Second Coming of Christ has happened. It's a fiction, historical fiction, and religious. You'll love it. I couldn't put the book down. You could get it through Tate Publishing, Amazon.com, Barnes and Noble. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And now, darlings, are you ready for Color Potpourri? I never really thought about it, but who knew? Now, just give me a minute here. I was looking for this one page. Oh, that's the call to action. Okay, that's the political stuff. But really, let's think about this. And it fascinated me because I never really gave it much thought. Are you ready now? Come on. Why are soccer balls black and white? Turns out the sports staple was made for TV, the 1970 World Cup in Mexico. Adidas created the iconic black and white panel ball intended to catch the eyes of the viewer better than a single colored one would as it moved across the black and white TV screens. Huh. The black pentagons also help players and referees recognize the swerve and the flight of the ball. Huh. Who knew? Why is the purple heart purple? When the Continental Congress forbade George Washington from promoting soldiers during the American Revolution, the revered general got crafty. On August 7th, 1782, he established the badge. Wait a minute, my computer. Okay. The badge of military merit. A purple cloth or silk heart to be worn over the soldier's left breast and signify an elevated status. While it's hard to know why Washington opted for that hue, the history behind the color purple's regal reputation dates back to the 15th century B.C., when ancient Mediterranean clothiers created the shade from sea snail secretions in a long and expensive journey. You see, the result, only royalty could afford purple clothes. Okay, why surrender white flags? Some believe the peacemaking symbol comes from the bland garb of ancient times. Soldiers and civilians alike had white clothes handy, and since they were highly visible against neutral backgrounds, the clothes could be waved to easily convey passivity. Did you ever wonder why all taxis are yellow? But now they have American Taxi, which is red, white, and blue. If you hailed a New York City cab in 1905, a car painted red and green would screech to a halt before you. How did the color change from two-tone to bumblebee bright? In 1907, Albert Rockwell created a taxi cab with an innovative 15-horsepower engine at his car company in Connecticut. Legend has it that his wife suggested the cars be painted yellow, and they've been that way ever since. By 1909, yellow taxis were zipping around New York City, courtesy of Rockwell's cab company. Hey, yo. Why do you think bubblegum is pink? Fate would have it that hot pink dye was readily available at the Fleer Chewing Gum Company when employee Walter Gimyard experimented in 1928 with a new gum recipe, as he liked to do in his spare time. He was 23 years old, and he created a less sticky and a more flexible formula that resulted in bigger bubbles. He poured pink dye into the batch, and Amatica's favorite oral fixation was born. Why is money green? Why don't ATMs spew purple bills? Because of long-lasting dye? When paper notes were introduced in 1929, the U.S. Bureau of Engraving and Printing opted to use green ink because the color was relatively high in its resistance to chemical and physical changes. Also, at the time, green pigment was available in large quantities for quick printing. Why are karate belts black? Oh, John William is a karate expert, 14 years old. Well, there are lots of myths surrounding the martial arts' most prestigious designation. The most likely story, however, claims that white belts used to be dyed to a new color upon a student's advancement to a higher level. Hence, the increasingly darker order, white, yellow, orange, green, blue, purple, brown, red, and black. Why are prison jumpsuits orange? Shows like Orange is the New Black have colored the perception of everyday prison garb. To set the record straight, some say that prisons started putting inmates in orange uniforms to make them easy to spot while in transit or in public. Makes sense. As for day-to-day uniforms, it depends on the prison. California outfits its male prisoners in denim jeans and jackets and blue chambray shirts, while the federal maximum security prison in Florence, Colorado, issues khaki trousers and tops. Why are first place ribbons blue? Some scholars say we have an old nautical award to thank. In the 1860s, the blue riband, a pennant flown from a ship's mast, was a prize given to the passenger ship making the fastest transatlantic crossing. Scholars speculate that over time, the spelling blue riband has changed to blue ribbon, serving as a symbol of general excellence. And why do you think a matador's cape is red? Bulls charge at the sight of red, right? Wrong. I didn't know this. Bulls are colorblind. Thus, fighting a bull is likely enraged by the cape's quick movement instead of its color. So why the bold hue? Some say it helps mask one of the more gruesome aspects of bullfighting, splatters of the animal's blood. I want it to be. I don't. Not fond of it at all. Hey, did you ever wonder why wedding dresses are white? The classic white dress came from a European fashion trend in 1840. England's Queen Victoria donned a white lace gown to marry Albert. At the time, brides were married in any color. Even black was popular. The Queen's choice, however, quickly inspired other brides to opt for white. In the early 19th century, Godet's Lady's Book issued its blessing. Custom has decided that white is the fitting hue for a wedding. And isn't white the symbol of purity? Now, Tuesday the 11th, Veterans Day. Do call in with your story. 11:30 to 12:30, Wednesday 8 to 9. Thursday, 11 to 12, and Friday, 6:30 to 7:30. Until then, remember to always be in your best elements. Make it a great weekend. Au revoir.